And now, more civil societies, hearing ideas for real change.
Hi, my name's Julie Macken, and this week I wanted to talk about the business of nation building and nation destruction. Like a lot of you, this week I had a hideous sense of deja vu when I began hearing the first reports of the most recent school massacre in the US after 17 kids were killed north of Miami in Florida. Unfortunately, this is far from the first school shootings in the US this year. In fact, there has been a school shooting every week since the year began. Not all have resulted in deaths, but five did. The facts around gun ownership and the way in which Americans kill each other in the thousands every year are really staggering. There are almost as many guns, 300 million, in the US as people. They've got a population of 323 million. Americans represent 4.5% of the world's population, but they own 48%, or nearly half of the world's privately held guns. But not all Americans love guns. 50% of all guns are in the hands of just 3% of the population because the average gun-owning household has 8 guns per household. Pretty extraordinary. America is a nation in big trouble when it comes to keeping their kids safe from each other, from gun accidents, and from police shootings. And tragically, their president is in the pay of the National Rifle Association. So his obscene response to the most recent bloodbath was to say teachers should start carrying guns. For the record, every gun expert has said this will not work because kids go into their schools heavily armed, not planning on surviving the ordeal. They're like suicide bombers in that sense. Death has already been factored in. Secondly, there are already really heavily armed security guards at the school. There was a security guard at this school. Unfortunately, he was on the outside. And finally, teachers are teachers because they want to teach, not shoot students. This is the state of crisis our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, confronted when he arrived in the US a few days ago. It was a nation in mourning yet again. Look, it could have been a really fortuitous meeting between Turnbull and Trump because this is one area of life that we, the Australian people, have got right in spades. We have the experience of being a nation in mourning, a nation that took direct, effective action, and a nation that changed our future as a consequence. When Martin Bryant slaughtered those family and friends in Tasmania, the then Prime Minister, John Howard, correctly read the community's outrage and unwillingness to cop any more of this kind of behaviour. He acted. 12 days after the Port Arthur massacre, John Howard announced a sweeping package of gun reforms, despite the fact that the gun lobby was also extremely powerful here. As Philip Alpers, Associate Professor at Sydney Uni, told The Guardian recently, at this stage, the gun lobby was the ruling lobby in Australia. What happened to Port Arthur is that they were outpaced, outflanked and outwitted by a man who had the power to move in 12 remarkable days. But I've got to say, Howard was able to move at warp speed because he had the Australian community behind him. I don't want to take away any credit from John Howard, but I do remember that moment in our community. And if he had equivocated or tried to stall, things would have gone very badly for him. And he was smart enough to know that. I say this because this is a good thing that Australia has to offer the world, especially torn places in the world like America. That's why I'm so disappointed in Turnbull's selling out of Australia by refusing to talk publicly about our experience and to share our experience, our strength and our future calamity averted to those poor buggers in the US. He may have thought he was just being a smooth operator by refusing to speak out for the Australian experience. He wasn't. He was denying our contribution to community peace and safety. And, you know, he was doing it because he didn't want to upset the bully boy Trump. But Turnbull's cowardice in this regard takes away from all of us. These days, Australia has been making the international headlines for all the wrong reasons. Our refusal to pull weight in reducing carbon emissions, our brutalisation of refugees and our bizarre positions on China and trade. Well, this was our chance to show the world that we've got some things really right. Medicare, public education, the PBS and gun control. Nation building is not too different from growing up as people. We all need to be told occasionally that we're doing really well, that we have solutions, we have a contribution to make. You know what? That's what good leaders do. It's what good friends and families do for each other. We hook each other up when we're doing well. Last week, Turnbull walked away from the Australian community when he could have sung us up. I guess in that sense, you know, really, it's lucky most of us have given up on political leadership. Though I really hope we absolutely never give up on each other.
More Civil Societies, every week with Julie Macken and Eva Cox.